got Sammy on the phone to play Can't Be Karen.
Let's go, Sammy.
Yay!
Yay! Where are you calling from? What are you doing this morning?
I'm driving to work in Metuchen, New Jersey.
Metuchen. What kind of job do you have?
I'm a dog walker.
Oh!
Nice.
Is that the greatest job in the world?
Yes, it is, because I get to see friendly faces every day.
Aw, I love that.
Amazing.
Okay.
Sammy, we got one bad dog in here, and it's Karen Carson. You got to toss her out of the studio.
Huh?
Kick her out of the room.
Okay.
Go sit. Sit, yeah. Dog.
Karen, can you please get out of the room?
I can, Sammy. Good luck, okay?
And there she goes, rolling over to the other end.
maybe drop the dog shtick. I don't know why you keep going with that.
Karen is gone. Sammy, we got 5 questions ready to go. Tell everybody what game you're playing.
Can't be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay.
Question number 1. Clips are still going viral online over this woman's Saturday Night Live performance recently. She sings songs like Feather and Espresso. Who is it?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Tonight, the New York Knicks are playing at Madison Square Garden. Is Jalen Brunson on that team, or is he on the Brooklyn Nets?
He's on that team.
People magazine just voted Jonathan Bailey the sexiest man alive for 2025. He starred in what movie about dinosaurs?
I don't know.
We'll move on to question 4. Is Just Dance a song from Lady Gaga or Britney Spears?
Britney Spears.
And the final question for Sammy. What is Michael Scott's official title in the TV show The Office?
I don't know. Head director.
Okay, Sammy. You got 2 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. Not such a bad score.
Oh,
at least
man.
You're on the board. You're on the board. We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Let's ask her the same questions now. Don't tell Karen your score. You got to get more correct to win the game. Karen is back.
Hello.
You didn't hear anything that happened out there?
Of course not.
Hey, Sammy, as a dog walker, have you ever walked any cloned dogs?
I don't think so.
Tom Brady cloned his dog. Really weird.
Really weird.
Karen, question number 1. Clips are still going viral online over this woman's Saturday Night Live performance recently. She sings songs like Feather and Espresso. Who is it?
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sammy and Karen get a point. Tonight, the New York Knicks are playing at Madison Square Garden. Is Jalen Brunson on that team or the Brooklyn Nets?
I don't know.
3 seconds.
Knicks, I guess.
Yes, he is. He's on the Knicks.
You guess? He almost took us to a championship last year.
I know, I'm sorry.
Almost.
Basketball's not my thing.
Well, we're tied right now. People magazine voted Jonathan Bailey the sexiest man alive for 2025. He starred in what movie about dinosaurs?
Jurassic Park?
Nope, that's not the correct answer. No one got it correct. It's Jurassic World.
Oh, whatever.
Park. I know. It's Just Dance. A song from Lady Gaga or Britney Spears?
Lady Gaga.
Yes, you got a point. No point for Sammy. And the final question, what is Michael Scott's official office title in the TV show The Office?
Manager?
Yeah, or regional manager. You got a point for that one. Sammy did not. Sammy walks away with 2 out of 5 to Karen's 4 out of 5.
Sammy, don't be sad. You got tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. Greetings from your hometown tour, UBS Arena, November 19th, courtesy of Live Nation. And you got a Can't Be Karen mug, too.
Yay, thank you.
All right, Sammy, there's one more thing you got to say.
I can't be Karen.
But you got a lot of friendly faces to walk right now.
Yes, I do.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time, then.
We're trying to help out Sue. She met this great guy, Raymond, and they had 5 dates. She has no clue what happened. They even went to third base a couple of times, and she has 0 clue why Raymond is blowing her off. So we're going to call Raymond and try to get date number 6 happening. You're a podcaster and a small business owner, Sue?
Hello.
Yes.
Wait. Hi, is this Raymond?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Raymond, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony. We're calling from New 102.7 Radio. You're on the radio this morning because you won a really cool prize, if you have a sec.
Oh, what did I win?
Yeah, so we wanted to set you up on a date with a woman named Sue. We know you're kind of blowing her off, and she's just a bit confused.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
We were hoping to get you guys talking again. We'll pay for the date and everything.
You sound pretty sure, though, that you don't want to go. Why is that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Why?
All set with that. She didn't tell you?
No, she actually reached out to us and says she has no idea why you're not talking to her anymore.
She didn't tell you that she was secretly recording our first date for her podcast? Like, posted
what?
It without even telling me?
What?
What are you talking about? You knew about my podcast, Raymond.
Okay, so
I can't believe
here.
You're You're sitting there on the radio now after you recorded our first date.
You're the one that just suddenly ghosted. I don't. Who does that? Like, at least text, like, hey, sorry, I'm
not. You're
going
to get on a f***ing radio station to call me.
We were in a Like, I can't even believe that you would be, like, on my podcast. Like,
wait a minute,
Sue.
Profile.
Sue. I didn't agree to be on your podcast.
Sue.
Your piece of podcast.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Sue, did you ask Raymond? Did you tell Raymond? You cannot record somebody and then make it public. You can't do that.
He knows that I have a podcast. It wasn't
You're
so
disgusting. That's why you don't tell people.
I am
just
disgusting. Okay.
Why don't you get a real job and your stupid podcast and leave me the alone. She left in all the awkward and like personal moments of our first date for everybody here on her stupid podcast.
God, Sue, you must have known that was a huge risk. I mean, you don't do that to people.
You know what? You know what? I should have recorded when we then it would have been a podcast that was 2 minutes.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
That's all you were worth, maybe.
Oh, boy.
Okay, all right.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.